Yukis in less than 15 minutes. Twins tickets before the show is done. How about these tickets, by the way? I think these are our best tickets we've given out all year. Sunday, Orioles, 2:10 start. I think every game starting at that time, right?
Yes, season finale, everyone plays at the same time.
So everybody starting at the same time. The Orioles played last night. I'm guessing they did not. The Orioles had a four-game lead on the wild card race. Twins fans obviously need the Twins to win some games. Crazy concept. And they need Baltimore to keep winning. So maybe Baltimore has a five-game lead, let's say, by the time they get here for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. And then maybe their core guys play one of the games or a game in four innings. Baltimore's great. They're a very good team. And so that would be beneficial. You know what else would be beneficial? Maybe when you reach base, first of all, do that. Do that more often.
Yeah.
And try to get to second base, at least initially, when you get your hit.
You did it right away.
As opposed to 24 of the 25 hits in Boston were all singles. In a ballpark that was about as big as my Little League field in Crystal. Where we won the title as 12-year-olds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm surprised you don't give me a little more
credit. Were you a vital part of that?
It was okay. Okay. Power Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. They're the ones who provide you those twin tickets. You'll hear the wind twins, and the way they're hitting right now, we got to go strikeout.
Oh, easy.
We have to go
easy strikeout. Decision.
Hear that. A 10-year-old Florida boy's father turned him in after he made a threat to shoot up a high school on Snapchat. This came out late yesterday, but involved news last week. The threat was made near Tallahassee. While a student reported the threat, the father is the one who turned in his son. Investigation began Wednesday after school ended. By 4 p.m., the high school staff let a school resource officer know there was a social media threat. High school student told school staff they talked to someone on Snapchat. Message was, "It's y'all's last day." Now, Shaletta's probably going to go on with bring me the news. And, Jana's show? Is it bringing me the news? No.
Breaking the news.
Breaking the news. And explain you all, and then she'll be nominated for another Emmy. You know?
That's how you do it.
The sheriff's office said authorities made contact with the subject who made the online threat at his residence and interviewed him. Okay. Every parent, if they find out their child is making threats like this, has a responsibility to reach out to authorities. Yes or no, Dave Ergen? A 10-year-old child. A 10-year-old child says, "It's y'all's last day." 10. Now, one of the last shootings was a 14-year-old. We've been staggered by how young individuals can be who carry out brutal attacks. Is it the responsibility of every single parent? Or can some parents justify, "My kid was joking. My kid has mental health. I know what they're doing"? Text me right now. Do you think every single parent has no choice? It's their 10-year-old on Snapchat with a potential menacing threat. It's y'all's last day. And the father reached out to authorities. Do you want to tell me, Dave, that a 10-year-old father or mother, either one, is required to do that? Or could there be unique circumstances where you think you can handle it on your own?
Every situation obviously is different. There's nuance to everything.
Sure.
But it's hard because, you know, if you're talking about Snapchat or anything written online, sarcasm doesn't come through if you're just reading it. You know, that might be something the kids joke about to each other, which is, you know, I could see kids doing that because they don't understand the gravity, perhaps, of what they're joking about. We all have done very similar things as kids.
But if someone says, okay, I'll just use me an example. Like, there's some awful food. And I say, is Guantanamo available this weekend? If somebody heard that out of context, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Because we will make light, the two of us, Carter's in the mix too, and others, by the way, will make light of certain things. And if people want to be literalist and... I don't want to say quickly offended. I mean, they're just offended. They might say, well, that's just inappropriate. And I could see some of that. Even adults can offer up jokes. And some people say, no, that's a line. Like we had all these texts, not all these texts. We had like five or six, I guess, on the erectile dysfunction ad, which I thought was funny. And I think we're adults, and this is an adult radio station. And we've been talking about erectile dysfunction ads for 25 years. And for a while, they were every other ad. So if Brad wants to have some fun with an ad, I thought it was funny. Others didn't see it that way. So if the parent thinks the kid is joking, inappropriate, wrong, considering the circumstance of our country, shouldn't do it, but he or she feels like they can just control that, and they know the child, are you saying, then that justifies them not reaching out.
No, not necessarily. Because we don't know who's joking, number one. And how many parents are going to tell themselves, oh, my child was joking. Well, clearly they aren't capable of doing something like this. That happens to other kids. That wouldn't be my child. And how many parents, sadly, have been wrong? How many parents have been very, very wrong, and it's ended lives? It's
almost
destroyed families.
I don't want to say almost all the time, but would you say about 80%? Or higher, the parents would say, never could imagine.
Yeah.
There are other cases where we have, as it turned out, there's a document, or it has been documented, let's just say it that way more properly, where the parents were begging for help and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's the rarity.
Yeah. If something comes up like this, do you have to turn the kids into the local police? Maybe not, but you certainly have to go to the school. I think you certainly have to, if you don't.
School then probably calls the police, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it probably gets escalated. You know, the kid doesn't need to be arrested. The kid doesn't need to go to juvie necessarily, but you probably have to have a discussion and explain the nuance, if there is nuance, if there is sarcasm. I mean, we're talking about a situation where obviously lives can be destroyed, and if it's nothing, you know, even if you bring the kid in, his life is altered forever, even if he was making a joke.
Among the texts, I would think so, since the parent could be liable as well.
Well, that's the other issue we're dealing with now, yeah.
Right. If the parent, a little bit of what you just laid out, and very good points, if the parent thinks, I've got this, they're wrong. They're wrong. First of all, God forbid what's happened to somebody at school. Second, you're horrified that your son was involved. And third, you could have reached out to authorities. Maybe that still wouldn't have stopped it, but you would have brought authorities in for some level of acknowledgement, investigation, and putting your child now on their radar. More texts. Wow, that would be really hard to do. But with the way the world is today, then yes, the parents should call the police. More text. What's the downside of reporting your child? Nothing. They will get the help they need as a parent. May have just saved your child from committing a crime that will ruin their lives forever. More text. Parents need to report to law authorities. I get if you think your kid was joking, has that type of sense of humor, and now your kid's on the police's radar and shouldn't be, I still don't think you can take that chance. I think you have to reach out. And also say this, it's a lot easier for me to say this in a hypothetical situation as I'm a talk show host raising this than all of a sudden it's my kid and I'm resolute in that, Mike, he was joking. He's got more of an adult, quirky sense of humor. I think in that case, I think they're wrong, and maybe I'm wrong, because I think I would turn in, by the way. I'm almost positive I would. But you would be horrified beyond description if something did happen to two other kids and you misjudged it and there was evidence right in front of you. It's 33 past 1. Traffic, we'll just basically say it's perfect outside, and then get to Jamie Yuccas on CCM.